We're now beginning a study of the 29th Psalm. The title to this psalm states that it is a psalm of David, and we have every reason to believe that David did write it. It has every mark of being his production. This psalm is designed to set forth the majesty and glory of God, especially as it was made manifest in a thunderstorm, and was evidently composed in view of such an exhibition of his power and glory. It is one of the grandest and most striking descriptions of a storm of thunder and lightning anywhere to be found. It is not possible to determine the particular occasion on which it was composed, nor is it necessary to do this in order to enter into the spirit and to appreciate the beauty of this psalm. Occasions occur everywhere in the world which will furnish an illustration of the psalm, and its meaning can be appreciated by all. The psalm has a universal applicability. It may be regarded as having been designed to show what feelings men should have in a violent storm, when the thunder rolls over sea and land, and when the lightnings flash along the sky. The effects which should be produced amidst such scenes, the influence of religion in keeping the mind from alarm, lifting up the soul in adoration of the great God, and inspiring confidence in God, the one who has power to control elements which are so fearful as those of thunder and lightning. Amidst all the terrors of the tempest, the mind of the psalmist was calm. The effect of it was to lead him to confide in the power of God and to fill his soul with adoring views of God. So rather than have a dread of these elements, they simply brought him closer to God. So we need not dread the fury of the elements, such as thunder and lightning and these storms, when we know that they are under the absolute control of a being of infinite goodness, truth, mercy, and love. They're under the control of God. If these fearful elements rage without control, if they were independent of God, if they were restrained by no laws, if the thunder rolled and the lightning played by mere chance, well, might we be terrified. We might very well tremble just to think of them. But that's not the case, which this psalm is going to show. These things are under the control and domination of the great God of heaven. So we have very good reason to believe that David wrote this psalm just at the time of a great storm of thunder, lightning, and rain. Just as the 8th psalm was his meditation in a moonlight night, and the 19th psalm was written in a sunny morning. And it's good to take occasion from the operations of God's power in the kingdom of nature as we observe these things to give glory to God. And so composed was David, and so cheerful, even in a dreadful tempest when others were trembling, that then he penned this psalm.